Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. What an incredible weekend it was. Mike, did you see all the people that made their way to the Falcons training facility up there at Flowery Branch?
Man, I saw the photos Mike Johnson was posting and our buddy D-Led. Thanks, Mike and Kyle. But yeah, it was bananas. I mean, there was literally no room in the inn. Everybody was packed in there. And that's reminiscent. I got to be honest. I'm not trying to be like a hype man, but you got to go back to the early 2000s with Mike Vick to get that kind of juice on the side of the hill, packed to the gills, man. It looked great. And
did.
The enthusiasm, and speaking of enthusiasm, we got Pierce. He was popping. Everybody's talking about him looking for some action out there over the weekend. Love to hear it.
I do too. And it starts, you know, when we talk about, and Raheem said this, guys, as Falcons training camp off today. We're back up there tomorrow. We'll be at Hooters, our spot, our residency, as Mike likes to say, Hooters Mall of Georgia on Tuesday and Thursday, that is. But you don't go into any of these years with any team and say, this is our identity. You don't do that. The team does it. And Mike, what this team could be, and I don't know if it's going to be, but we always talk about toughness and how do you create it. And we've always said this to you guys. You draft guys that are that. And then that translates over to your team. Sometimes your team takes the image of guys that's just who they are. I'm going to tell you this. I think James Pierce, quietly, because he is a quiet guy. He doesn't say a whole lot. Is a tough dude. And with the skirmishes that happened over the weekend, and James Pierce was able to calm himself down, get back into it. Not my words. That's not what I saw. That's coming from Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, who said he did a really good job of calming himself down, getting back in there. But, Mike, when you talk about, you know, being involved in this stuff, you're trying to create an identity like, hey, it's not good enough. We're not going to take any crap from anybody. And that's on both sides of the ball. We've always liked, you know, whether it's the aggressiveness of Bergeron, who's another quiet guy, McGarry involved in some of this stuff. And again, we're not overblowing this when we talk about, hey, there's always going to be some over, you know, interactions as far as guys getting on each other's nerves. But we're still early in camp. And to hear that there was intensity, there was really good aggression over the weekend, especially on Saturday and Sunday. I like this because I think it's going to help build the identity of this team on both sides of the football.
Right. Nobody wants to see guys getting hurt or busting your hand on a helmet, but it is kind of cool to see some energy. I think all coaches want a level, Carl, of that.
Yes.
And so they go, all right, hold it. You know, and then you've heard about, like in Detroit, where apparently Dan Campbell the first week is saying, all right, that's enough. Practice is over. But I do think everybody wants that, and you don't want the opposite, you know, where you're canceling practice because there is no juice. And guys are sloppy. But one thing we're learning about Pierce, and that's why, you know, we heard those things that were said about him, which now we feel are pretty much erroneous pre-draft, and nothing against him. Just Jalen Walker comes out of the box, you know, wow, a little more, you know, professional and polished in how he handles an interview. But James Pierce might have the higher upside, Carl, because he's just a dude, and he's bigger and he's faster. So we'll see. You know, in a perfect world, both these guys are going to be the bedrock and our bookends, right, on our D-line.
Yeah, I think the reason why Pierce right now, to me, has an advantage is because they're asking him to do what he's always done. And I think they're trying to make sure that Jalen Walker, as he masters, okay, the skills that they want him to master coming off the edge, is still going through a learning process. For James Pierce, it's literally, you did this at Tennessee, go line up and do what you did. So he's got an edge because, Mike, he's not thinking. He doesn't have to think a whole lot about where I need to be, where I'm lined up, what's going on. And I think for Jalen, that's happening. By the way, he was not practicing yesterday. No worries. He's not injured or anything, but he was on the sidelines.
Right.
And there are going to be days like this, guys, where guys will be off for various reasons, getting work with a trainer, whatever it might be, but nothing to be concerned about. But I'm with you. I think Pierce has a lot of upside, and I think his aggressiveness, and I saw it the first day. Remember I told you, like He was getting blocked, I think, with Storm Norton, and literally he told Norton, hey, we're not going to have that. You know, and it was like, this is day one. So I like that. I like the fact that all of that is going on with our team. We will fill you in on all the blanks and things that went over the weekend. But one guy we haven't heard from is our owner, Arthur Blank. And he was on with Steve Wyche, buddy, friend of the show. NFL Network was there. For many of you who went to training camp, you guys got a chance to see that. They went around the league. It was really cool with exclusive coverage as they went all over the country. But Arthur Blank, Mike, talked about his expectation for this team. We want to know what the owner thinks. Here's what he said.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
He's never, ever said, this is the amount of wins I expect. He's never said we will be in a Super Bowl. But he always says that we need to be competitive and we need to play better, especially after the last seven seasons. I thought the most interesting thing that he said, and I don't know if this is a slip, Mike, or not, but you talk about being brutally honest, and it's something we've discussed, which tells us he's probably discussed it with his head coach. When Arthur Blank was asked about Raheem and the job that he's done so far, listen closely to what he said.
You know, Raheem is certainly an experienced coach. He's been in the NFL for you know over half his lifetime probably, and touched bases in a lot of places, learned a lot, et cetera, et cetera. And I think last year was a good year for him. Probably he would say he learned some things that he probably could do better. I think he's going to study harder on time management, see if we can get a little more focus on that this year. He can constantly find ways to get better.
Study harder on time management.
Something that, I argued about with the coach after that Commanders loss. And that was sort of the moment where it really came to the forefront. And just, you know, consistency, when you go for it, when you don't. I thought early in the year he was aggressive, and then later, like the Minnesota game, he stopped being aggressive and consistent with it. So, I mean, I'm glad the owner's talking about it, things that you and I and a lot of the fans are talking about.
Yeah, look, you don't become a billionaire not being a straight shooter. Arthur Blank is that. And I think in those private moments, Mike, he probably told Raheem, it's not good enough.
Right.
And we got to be better. And so for him to own that, look, it's not a bad thing. There are things we all need to work on in our jobs. The thing is, when Ra got the job, you felt good because he had been here before, not here in Atlanta. He had been a head coach. But I also think, Mike, you get the job and then you get in there and things are different. They always are. Everybody thinks they're ready for it. Mm. And then you get back in there and you're like, yeah. And then you realize, oh, man, I might have missed that. The attention to detail is real. And if you are not in tune with that as a head football coach in the NFL, you're not going to last long. Your team is not going to be as good as it needs to be, and you're probably going to blow some games. So that is good to hear from the owner, and we have to think that knowing that's coming from Arthur Blank, Mike, that the focus for Raheem will be there this year.
Hey, everybody's got to be better. Carl said it. I mean, there's guys. Are you giving 110? I know it sounds cliched. It sounds kind of trite. We hear it in the work environment. Are you being the best Carl and Mike you can be? Well, we often hear about Pitts being the best Pitts he can be. Interesting to hear Shannon Sharp, by the way, on with Andy Randy. He thinks if he can stay healthy, he could have a monster year. By the way, I thought Pitts was hurt in 22, wasn't really 100% in 23, and now we're still dealing with it, worried about him being healthy? I mean, what was last year?
Well, the assistant general manager, when I spoke to him before camp, said to me, and the interview's online somewhere, guys, you can go check it out, 92.9 The Game, but he said to me, Mike, that injury was more serious than we thought. Not them, us.
Right.
And I don't think now there are any lingering issues, but I do think it was a 2-year deal. I do think it kind of explains what happened over the last couple of seasons. Coming off the injury was one thing. Then going into last year, he was not completely healthy, and therefore you – I don't know, Mike. I don't want to say they didn't do some things with him that they wanted to, because at the end of the season, he looked healthy to me.
Right.
But it feels that way. And that was coming from the assistant GM. Either way, he looks healthy, guys. You saw him at camp, guys. You see how big he is. You see all the things we've talked about over the last couple of years with Kyle Pitts. I just need him to be a dude. I just need him to be a monster. And if he lives up to it, this team is going to be very difficult to stop. And that's why I loved what Michael Penix said last week when he said, I think we should be the best offense in the league. That's putting pressure on guys to live up to it. 404-726-0929. You can always text us. Find us on social media as well. He's Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game, on all social media platforms, guys. Stay up on everything that's going on, including the Atlanta Falcons.
This team is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I think the energy we've talked a lot about, you know, up Thursday, there was a huge crowd. You got there about a half hour before I did. And to see basically the streets just back to bumper to bumper. And it was the same thing early on Saturday. D-Led showed some video of folks already lined up in their folding chairs waiting to get in at like 7:30 in the morning. So I think that comes back to the, I'm going to call it the Michael Penix Jr. factor, combined with the draft. Finally, I think Falcon fans have been screaming for this organization. And again, this predates Terry Fontenot, but Fontenot, you know, went offense so many years. To finally address the needs, to finally get a badass Georgia Bulldog on this team, and looking like you've really maybe finally turning the corner with the personnel. And then we see James Pierce Jr. I joke around with Carl all the time. Love a guy being the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. You know, busting out. That's the edge. We always talk about wanting guys with edge, you know. And sometimes it can be, you know, Carl, it doesn't have to be a street thing. Just a guy who just brings an intensity. And that's what we're so far it seems like we're getting from James Pierce Jr.
Yeah. Guys, I like what I'm seeing from him so far. Again, it's just a few days in. And we're going to find out more Tuesday. You know why? Full pads. Live. We're going to find out a little bit more. Because guys get a little bit edgier. They get a little bit more aggressive. And guess what? Not trying to hurt your own guys, but you got to show out a little bit. And so we're about to find out a little bit more. But I like what I'm really seeing from him. Somebody asked me about Jalen Walker the other day, and I said the exact same thing I said just moments ago. I think Pierce is a little bit in front because he's doing what he's always done. Jalen is going to be doing some different things than he did in college. And on top of that, Mike, this is a new defense. Right? Jeff Ulbrich said, we're not doing the things we did last year. Jeff Ulbrich's coming in here and letting you guys know whatever you thought we were going to do, we're not doing that. But more importantly, we're certainly not doing what we did when we were here in 16. We're going to be adjusting to the league accordingly, and therefore a guy like Jalen Walker is going to be doing some different things.
Yeah, man, you said it. Guys are sick and tired of hitting each other, and then we get in the pads. We'll be up there tomorrow, first day of padded practice for the Falcons. And don't forget, guys, following week we're going to have the Titans in town. They play the Lions first week? Right? Is that who's our first week opponent preseason? Is it Lions?
It is Lions.
Yeah, and then it's the Titans. But they're going to have that joint practice with Tennessee. And that's, I can't wait to be up there to see some of that, Carl, because that's when you really kind of see what you got.
Yeah, because there you're literally going after somebody that's not your teammate. And also, these other guys are trying to make jobs. They're trying to get jobs, should I say. And yeah, I think that's always a good experience when these teams get a chance to practice against each other. We got a lot of Falcon stuff to talk about today, including the Darnell Mooney injury. We told you Friday before we left the show, this is what we suspected had happened, and then it did. And so Mooney is out for a few weeks. We don't know, Mike, the extent of this shoulder injury, but it made total sense why they ended up signing DJ Shark, and that happened on Friday, literally as the show was going on. So he's been in attendance, but he is not practiced with the 11-on-11 yet. So you have yet to see DJ Shark. But they said also, I think it was Terry Fontenot, that they were interested in him before they actually signed him. So that's interesting because I feel pretty good about our receiving core.
But that's more size. I mean, more height element because, you know, when he came out, we talked about it yesterday, he was, what, 6? He is 6'3", but he was a 4'3", 4' guy. Just can't stay healthy. So it's going to be a small contract, you know, as far as a one-year deal. But, you know, you've got an insurance policy. But the idea of all that and Mooney still here, that I mean, all of a sudden, that's interesting. And if Pitts can be... Be the best Pitts he can be. That's a lot of weapons for Michael Penix Jr., man.
That it is, man. Hey, coming up, they have signed a couple of pitchers.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let's play a little game, shall we, Braves fans? I say the name, you follow it with Hurt. Grant Holmes.
Hurt.
Chris Sale.
Hurt.
Schwellenbach.
Hurt. Smith-Shawver.
Ronaldo Lopez.
Hurt.
Yes, A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Hurt.
Eric Fetty.
Who?
They signed right-handed pitcher Eric Fetty.
Now, a couple years ago, at least 24 at one point, he was considered a piece that the Cardinals were interested in. White Sox had a three-team trade last year.
Okay.
That sent him to St. Louis, and then, needless to say, has not been good in St. Louis. They DFA'd him. And that's, you know, that's if they were going to DFA. That's how we got him.
Do you know, seriously, Braves at Royals tonight, we're going to talk with Grant later in the show, but do you know when a guy – this is how you know it's bad. When you get traded for cash or a player to be named later.
Right.
Because that's what happened here. To make room on the 40-man roster, obviously Grant Holmes goes to the 60-day IL. Injured list, should I say. But all of our starters, gone.
Yeah, and this goes back – like I'm not going to – this is one of those where I take no pleasure in going, I told you so.
None?
No, because it's. I hate
zero.
Season's gone down the crapper.
Just a little bit.
I freaking told you guys so. They never have enough pitching. Even in 21, the year they won the World Series, they never have enough pitching.
Just a little.
Now we can debate if this is Alex's thing or if it's management, so he just doesn't feel he can develop or spend $100 million or more on pitching other than a guy named Strider. You can never have enough arms. The Dodgers can never have enough arms. You need it now more than ever. But this season is so far gone, man. It's over.
So you kaput. Do take a little bit of happiness.
I take no pleasure in it, sir.
Okay, all right. I just thought maybe a little bit.
What did Harrison Ford say to the president? Clear in present danger. Don't come in here and bark at me like a junkyard dog. I take no pleasure in it, sir.
Yeah.
Oren, you get that reference? Thank you.
I still love that movie, by the way. Clear in present danger is great. Look. It's just hard when you look at this and I just showed you or talked to you about these names and you go hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Every single starting pitcher is out. So, and look, real quick, Carl, a sidebar on this one.
Yeah.
Had a guy earlier
today.
You want
to take more pleasure in this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not when one of your core teams is crap. It's just depressing.
It is.
You know, I mean, look, I said this to you on Thursday. I'm ready for friggin' football. The
yes,
Braves
sir.
Have made me ready for football.
Yes, sir.
But I was just talking with a guy today on Twitter. I just don't know how you can blame Snicker at this point. If Snicker sticks with a guy like Elder too long, who is he supposed to bring in?
Mm.
The entire bullpen has generally, for the most part, been
gone.
Ineffective.
Gone.
You know, I mean, it's just this is where we're living. It's just there's nothing going well. Snicker is going to be 70. They haven't announced anything about his contract. I presume he's going to retire. And maybe you need a new direction. We had Spencer Strider yelling at Tim Hyers, the hitting instructor. Still, nobody knows what that was about. But at least, you know, Strider's got a freaking pulse. Well, his team has gone down the drain. He's one of the few guys that actually had a, you know, had something to say about it.
No doubt. Big O, what do you want to add to this?
Oh, no, we got to mention the other guy they got this afternoon, too.
Oh, who's that?
The Braves.
Is he hurt?
No, he's not hurt.
Oh.
The Braves acquired a Yankees veteran starter, Cookie Carrasco.
Oh, Cookie Carrasco, Mike.
For yes. A player to be named later or cash.
Yes. 32 is Cookie Carrasco. So we're playing out the string with Eric Fetty and Cookie Carrasco.
Cookie Carrasco.
Wentz from the Pirates, who actually has not been bad, all things considered. Gave up 3 runs the other day in Texas.
Bum.
Rangers are a good hitting team.
They are.
The other good news is, not that it matters now, but Money Harris is hitting.
Huh?
Yes, Money Harris is hitting now.
What'd you say?
I said Money Harris is hitting.
When we're in the...
Yes.
Where we are right now, and he's all of a sudden now hitting.
Almost hit for the cycle the other day down in Texas.
Whoop-dee-doo!
Yeah, so a little too late, as Pat Benatar sang, my friend.
Yeah, money. I needed that like 2 months ago. 3 months ago.
I think you got to give back that Bronco.
To 2 months ago. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Look, this is where we are. I mean, turn your microphone on, O. Turn on Day-Day's microphone. Let's go through this again. Grant Holmes.
Hurt.
Say it together. Grant Holmes.
Hurt.
Yes.
What are we, freaking Jonas?
Yes. Chris Sale.
Hurt.
Yes. Yes. Schwellenbach.
Hurt.
Yes. Ronaldo Lopez.
Hurt.
A.J. Smith-Sharver.
Hurt.
That's where we are, Atlanta. That's where we are right now. This is unbelievable. How did we get here, Mike?
Well.
Don't answer that.
Because our general manager doesn't ever spend money on good pitching.
I knew he was
rhetorical there. Don't answer that.
I told you so.
Don't answer that. All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk with Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director Jodeci. Who are we, Jodeci now? No, we're Jagged Edge. He is going to join us. Speaking of another season, Mike, I mean, look, we talked to Chris a couple of weeks back. They did add a couple of new players. It was a draw over the weekend. Atlanta United plays on Wednesday, and then I think they play the following Wednesday as well. But the bottom line is, at Montreal, actually Saturday, this thing is getting tougher and tougher as the season is going on. And every time, it's very similar to the Braves. You feel like, okay, hey, Atlanta United, they're going to come alive, Mike. They're going to run some matches off here. They don't. They haven't. And they haven't done Jack either. So Chris Henderson will join us. We'll get a chance to talk to him about what's going on with that squad. 404-726-0929. All right, Big O, man, we got to get to the Daily Download. It's Falcons. Terry Fontenot speaking about a variety of things yesterday. As a matter of fact, he's going to be on Day-Day tomorrow, Andy and Randy, or the morning shift?
Morning shift, 8 a.m.
Morning shift, 8 a.m. Make sure you tune in to hear our general manager here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But he did talk about Pitts. And guys, this continues to be a topic of conversation at Falcons training camp. What did our general manager say about him?
But look, I'll say this about Kyle. Kyle, again, we're talking about how guys showed up in great shape and showed up the right way. Kyle did the same thing. You know, we're managing him in the offseason the right way. And then he's in the summer. Those guys really did a lot of work together. He showed up in great shape and showed up in his mentality. And so now continuing to build chemistry with Mike and with his teammates. We love where Kyle is right now. But again, we have conversations with all those things. We're not going to do it here in this forum, but very excited about where Kyle is right now.
Okay. Everybody keeps talking about how excited they are about where he is. He has got to show us. That's just where we're at right now with Kyle Pitts, and hopefully he does. Meanwhile, Mike, you have brought up the fact that they're going to have to pay Drake London. Terry Fontenot was asked that question over the weekend, and this is what he said in regards to the contract.
Yeah, Mark, we won't get into it. We won't talk specifically about the contract, but I understand the question why you ask it. And we do love Drake, and it's all positive with him. And we always talk about it's not just about the production, but it's the mentality and the type of person Drake is and the way he carries himself, the way he works, everything that we preach that we want to be. He's about those things. No different than the way we talk about Chris Lindstrom as a guard. We know the skills he has as a guard, but the way he carries himself, the consistent worker, the mentality. He's one of those guys that if we're not winning or he's not successful or we're not successful as a team, it bothers him.
So that's the kind of guy I would give a four-year, $130 million extension to. That's what Garrett Wilson got from the Jets, same draft class as Drake London, and everything that Terry just said. So what's the holdup, Swole?
Okay, so here's what's interesting. You just said that, and you're absolutely right. But are you telling me Drake London's better than A.J. Brown or Amon-Ra St. Brown or Brandon Ayuk or Tyreek Hill or T. Higgins? Because he would be making more money than those guys.
Well, that's what always ticked off Julio Jones when the next group of guys got contracts. I think Sammy Watkins might be one of those guys. Sure. All these dudes got more money at
yes.
one point.
Yes.
And then guys get upset. But the market resets. But, I mean, I think Drake London, I think Garrett Wilson is worth his deal, and I think Drake would be worth a deal almost identical.
Yeah, 32.5 is what Garrett – he's top five now in the league. Right. Obviously, it starts with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, beast. CeeDee Lamb, then DK Metcalf, who was just traded to the Steelers. So if he is that in that range, Mike's absolutely right. He's going to be a top five paid guy, and that's what the Falcons are looking at. So this starts, by the way, whenever this gets done, it could be before camp. Might not be to the end of the season. They've got time. But, Mike, when this starts that journey of, okay, now you're starting to pay guys
right.
and believe in them. You better start trying to win because this is only going to escalate.
Right. And, again, Bijan's going to get his. That's why we had this conversation the day and I had these guys going, Pitts hadn't played it down this year and Mike's not giving a contract. Guys, you understand. Maybe you don't understand. Pitts going into his fifth year without a contract extension tells you everything about how the Falcons feel about Kyle Pitts. He hasn't earned it. And that's why they can't always give him a contract at the end of this year, perhaps. But as Carl just pointed out, all of a sudden we're going to start running out of loot. Now, unless the salary cap continues to just be a rocket ship, and every year Carl expands by more than 5%, and as you say, never fret the cap because there's always a way.
There is.
But there's never a guaranteed way for a guy who's only giving me 2 years out of five that were worth a damn.
All right, so let me just tell you guys this. Jonnu Smith with the Steelers is making $12 million. You paying Kyle Pitts 12 a year, or are you paying him T.J. Hockenson-type money with the Minnesota Vikings at 16 a year?
Yeah.
Somewhere in between there, because he's not making Kittle or right. or Travis Kelce money.
But if like, here's the good problem to have. Let's hope that Kyle Pitts falls out.
He's not making 17, 18, well, 19,
if he goes for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, someone's going to pay him that. Just might not be us. And then you're limited to the franchise tag, which is still a very expensive remedy. And just you're just kicking that can another year.
Yeah.
But I mean, but the good news is, guys, we want all these guys. This isn't against Kyle Pitts. We want Kyle Pitts to have another great year. You know, again, just be what he's supposed to be. What is he? 900 yards to 1,000, 8 to 10 touchdowns to be the red zone force he was drafted. I always assumed he was drafted to be.
Yeah, I just, you know what? And I'm looking at this tight ends list. It's Dukes and Bill. This hour brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. Mike, I'm looking at these guys, and I'm like, why is Pitt's name not in here? Pat Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, right. Jake Ferguson with the Cowboys. Like, really?
Because he's, like, not even in the top 15 in the key stats.
He's not. So, anyways.
The only thing he does excel in is yards per catch because he does have the chance to hit the home run ball.
Hey,
when you get him it.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Ichiro, first Japanese-born player enshrined into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner went in. Dick Allen, Dave Parker all went into the hall this weekend.
Man, Cobra was my guy. I think CeCe Sabathia probably underrated his legacy. You know, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's anti-Yankee vibe down here. But he was an amazing player for 15 years.
No, he was. And Ichiro was an incredible hitter. I'm going to tell you a stat later in the show that just gives you an example how good he was. But congratulations to those guys. And also, Mike, Bubba Wallace wins the Brickyard 400, becomes the first black driver to win
yes,
at Indy.
All the races that have occurred over there at Indy. Now, the problem was, and this has nothing to do with Bubba, is just how attendance has fallen. We'll talk more about that in Guy Talk. But a huge win, and Bubba getting a lot of congratulations from both NASCAR and IndyCar drivers.
Chief soccer officer and sporting director Chris Henderson joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
More Falcons conversation coming up. Mike and I back at camp tomorrow, first day of pads and full pads. It's going to be interesting.
And we'll be in full pads ourselves.
We are.
We are method actors.
We always are. Hey, man, let's talk to Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United. The crazy thing about Atlanta United so far this season, 4-11-9, they've had a 1-0 lead 8 times this season, and they've just won 2 of those matches, a draw, coming off of a draw. And, Chris, it's good to have you back on the show. As we try to figure out and continue to talk about, you know, the play of our squad, but it feels like we're playing better. You tell me what you think, but even though the results are not there, are they playing better?
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Thanks, Mike. Great to be here. We are playing better. We are, in the process. We opened a transfer window, so we're being really active with our acquisitions in the window to improve the team. We're obviously not happy where we are in the standings, but the team is playing better. Ronnie Dyla and his staff are working every day on patterns of play, on structure, on trying to improve this group. We have some guys back from health, which really helps to have healthy players to choose from.
Moranchuk's goal to save the draw last match was just amazing. That's a golazo. And that's the thing. It just, we get teases of the kind of amazing plays we know these guys are capable of.
Yeah, incredible goal from Alexi on the weekend. Yeah, and we want that from your designated players, your key players on the team. You want them to be producing every week. So, we're working with them. And we have to make sure that we get everything around them stable and we get security in the back. And it's a work in progress. I came in here 6 months ago and, we're trying to build something that we can sustain for years. And sometimes that takes time and we're working really hard behind the scenes to improve the group.
Chris, talk about the 2 new players you guys acquired.
Yeah, we have 2 central defenders, Anea Mihai, who's an Albanian national team player, central defender. He's played in Portugal in the top division, and we added Juan Barakal. And Juan is getting his medicals done. He's getting ready to train with the group, and then he needs to get his work visa. So that hopefully that goes quickly. But that will give us some stability and competition in the back. At the same time, getting Derek Williams and Stian Gregersen competition in the middle. So I really feel that's going to stabilize our back line and give us some structure in the back.
It's the Chris Henderson guys here on Dukes and Bell. More on the Falcons, more NFL talk from around camps. He is the Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for United and holding down the fort while Garth Lagerwey is dealing with some health issues as well. Chris, we were so excited about the return of Miguel Almiron and just thought maybe he was underutilized over there in Newcastle. What has to change for Miggy, and why has it been so underwhelming at times?
Yeah, I mean, with Miggy, you know what you're going to get. He's going to give 100% effort every single game. He's always sprinting, trying to create things. So, as I said, where we are in the table is, I think everyone attacks, everyone defends. You know, Miggy can go both ways in attack and defense. I think getting the best out of him is kind of players that he can play off, and getting players who are showing and working and combining with him. So we need to take his positive attributes and make the most of those, whether it's good runs in the box or players overlapping him or players who can give and goes to him inside the midfield. So, you know, that's what the coaches are working on every day, how we can kind of maximize our top players.
Chris, look, there are times this year we're shrugging our shoulders when it comes to our Braves, and we're doing the same thing at times when it comes to United, specifically after halftime. And look, I don't know if you guys have looked at all the data and, like, you have a reason why that we play good in the first half, and then we come out early in the second half, and, you know, we did it twice against Charlotte. I mean, it's one of those things where you give up a goal pretty quickly right after half. Is there a reason? Have you been able to put your finger on it?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on trying to improve that, getting out earlier from halftime, making sure that we have the right messaging right after half, making sure players are ready when they come on. So, you know, it's a stat that you're not proud of, and you don't want that to happen, because obviously the results would be different if you're not giving goals in that first 15 minutes after halftime. So we are focused on it, and we dig deep into the data just to support everything we're doing, whether it's recruitment or what we're doing on the field every week. And we want to flip that. We want to turn that around. And so that is a goal for our staff and our club, that, you know, we need to come out stronger in second half. Some of that is the fitness and building our fitness to make sure we can last for 90 minutes. So, it's our goal in the next, you know, the next three games are League's Cup. So they're against opponents from Mexico. So it'll be a completely different style that we're dealing with. So we hope to kind of turn our season during this tournament.
I was just going to ask you, are we going to see guys from Atlanta United 2, or are you going to kind of keep the starting core in these League's Cup games?
Yeah, I think with our new players coming in, the new signings, we could potentially have three or four new players joining our team. So we want to take a look at those guys and see how they integrate. Of course, there's going to be, you know, the one or two that are fighting to make the roster from the second team that could get an opportunity in some games. But we definitely want to see what our core looks like, what our new players, how we integrate them with the main players that we have here. And start to build some wins and build some points.
Wednesday's match, pregame 6:30, kicks at 7:30. And then, as Chris said, they'll play on Saturday and then the following Wednesday as well. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today. Chris Henderson, Chief Soccer Officer and Sporting Director for Atlanta United.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
You got it. Yeah, man, as we said, it's just been a tough year from dealing with Garth with his health. We talked about all the expectations. First match of the year, that, you know, I talked about with you how great it was. They're like, the excitement's back, and just the lack of consistent scoring. Like, the boneheaded turnovers and defensive miscues, that's kind of – well, that's been our calling card throughout the entire franchise's history. But usually we have enough firepower on the other end to overcome it, not this year.
They are 14 points below the playoff cutoff line in the Eastern Conference with 10 matches remaining. Time is simply running out, and they've earned four draws in their last five matches. That has been the problem. You are not getting enough points. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Fourth and one's on the way. We'll get you caught up on what's going on around the league. Also, if you miss Chris Lindstrom, he was joined, or should I say he joined Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews on Sunday as he sat down with the guys to talk about where the Falcons are. Offensive line, man, look, Mike, if you're not excited, and I know it's hard to get excited about the offensive line because you just see those guys grind, but that's one area, like, I have no concerns about. And when I say that, don't get me wrong. They're going to give up sacks, right? Every offensive line does. That's just a part of it. But, like, if you ask me where my number one concern is, it's not even close. Like, the offensive line is so far down the list for me because of this group, the fact that they've been together, Mike. And, again, whether you believe the PFF, you know, numbers or not, this is one of the best run offensive lines in the league. And I think the way Penix gets the – I'm snapping my fingers – gets the ball out – he's not going to be holding that thing back there.
Right. You know, it's funny hearing Michael Penix. We talked about his introductory press conference this camp where he was saying, hey, I've got to do a better job. You know, he's taking ownership of everything. We talked about the leadership, you know, kind of rallying, making the comments about how good the players are around him, which I love. Got no problem with that. You got to love yourself, Carl, before anyone else.
Got to love yourself,
you.
Baby.
But now it's just a matter of, like, I want to know how Zach Robinson maximizes the talent. We do take a bit of a body blow losing Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? For at least, you know, the next 4 weeks, whatever it's going to be. And look, if DJ Chark was a top-flight wide receiver, he wouldn't be available for that kind of contract. But there are, you know, worse options. So we'll see how the offense moves forward. And if they're legitimate and they're not fibbing, they were interested in him before the injury. Okay, now all of a sudden that's a pretty interesting wide receiver core, isn't it? Along with Pitts.
No, you've added some depth, and you know, again, just like pitchers with the wide receiver, you're going to experience, unfortunately, probably some injuries and some guys through a long football season. But yeah, I have no issue with the Shark move. I'm more concerned with how long Mooney's going to truly be out. Is it just a few weeks? Because if it's just a few weeks, Mike, that means he'll be ready for, you know, the first game of the season, and we'll be fine. If it's longer than that, then, okay, is this going to be one of those lingering things? And you just don't know. Hey, man, want to remind you, Final Friday's coming. Yeah, next Friday. That's this Friday.
Sounds August, like a Disney movie, Finally Friday.
August 1st. And you're going, what Final Friday? What are you talking about? It is going to be the Final Friday of 2025 where no football's played. And so we're celebrating, man. Dukes and Bill, we're having a party. Margaritaville, Lanier Islands. Want you to be a part of it. Come listen. Come hang out. Chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to Margaritaville at Lanier Islands Water Park. We got one more family four-pack to give between now and the end of the show. So stay tuned, and we're going to do that. But we'll be up there Friday, August 1st, celebrating the end of summer and the start of football with Final Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, coming up also, we're going to get a chance to get into this Deion Sanders stuff, Mike. We found out today, just like most of you, if you don't know what we're talking about, Deion said he battled bladder cancer.
They removed his bladder. And he was forthcoming today. We'll get you more of what he had to say. But kind of just letting everybody know everything that he went through. And basically back in May, when the video you saw that was released, where he was talking about having to make out a will. You know, when the doctors say, get your affairs in order, that's about as scary as it gets. But he is going to continue to coach the Buffaloes. There was some speculation he might be stepping down or taking some time off. But he's going to roll with it. But he was talking all about what has been, you know, I think any guy out there just dreading the idea of having to go through that.
Yeah, and I got to say this too. He truly does love coaching and affecting young men's lives because he could easily walk away from this. Deion's not doing this for the loot. He did it. He wanted to coach his boys. He wanted to be a college football coach because he knows that's where you make the most impact. And, Mike, a lot of guys would be like, if he stepped away right now, I don't think anybody would be tripping. Like, anybody would be like, okay, I totally get it. I said to Day-Day and Orin, and maybe you were listening, I said, he's lost a foot or half a toe or whatever it is.
Two toes, yeah.
I mean, like, he's been going through it. So, with that said, it is one of the things that we saw today, and we'll get into it. But the big question is Georgia Tech opens their season against Colorado, guys, which is also the tie-in. We're not even sure if the kid that's from Georgia and is supposed to be the next big thing, Julian Lewis, Mike, five-star recruit, is going to be the number one starter. We don't even know if he's going to be Juju on that beat. So, you know, he's still got decisions to make. But I have said this. I think Georgia Tech going on the road is a great test for them against Colorado. But we know a little bit more about Deion now.
Yep. And, by the way, we were talking about that. Is if there was, like, a lock from that opening weekend, a game that you might feel good about. Because, I mean, I would say that was – I'm still rolling with Georgia Tech. I mean, we had a conversation with Haynes King. You can rewind for Tech fans who may have been out of town. I noticed today in our building, by the way, this is kind of like the last go-around for family vacations. Have you noticed that? I was at Home Depot on Saturday, wide open, nobody around. So if you've been out of town, you've been traveling, you missed stuff, we had some – it was radio gold last week. So get on board on the Odyssey app for Tech fans. Conversation with Brent Key, conversation with Haynes King, talking about this season. But I'm just – had high hopes for Tech maybe getting that 10-win plateau this year.
No doubt. All right, we've got Ryan Neusel. You'll hear from our new starting center. He also got a new deal. We'll hear from Jake Matthews as well as part of our fourth and one segment. And finally, the Bengals get things resolved. Meanwhile, the Cowboys have not. Lots of stories going on. And by the way, I don't know about you, but this Matthew Stafford thing, man, remember a few years ago, he was on the verge of retiring because of the back issues. And now he is not going to be participating. And Sean McVay came out and said, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a starting quarterback. Well, yeah, he was a starter in the league. But it makes me be a little bit concerned, Mike, about the Stafford situation with the Rams.
And I don't even know how their cap situation would work, but hey, I give you two names, Kirk and Cousins. Kirk Cousins.
Here you go.
Would you take Kirk Cousins? And by the way,
over Garoppolo?
Guys, oh, I would. I'm just saying. Guys asked us this the other day at Hooters. Ironically, because he's now a full year and however many months it is now for Kirk Cousins, his mobility was light years ahead of where he was when we saw him at this time last year. He looks normal.
Yeah, but here's what's funny. We said he looked normal last year because we didn't know it wasn't normal.
Well, I had never seen him practice before, but now makes it what he was doing last year look like it was slow motion.
I saw him in drills. I was like, he looks healthy to me. We didn't know he really wasn't. Hey, man, coming up, fourth and ones next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.